podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Holy fuckballs!
What?
We haven't had more than 200 listeners since early April, since tax day.
Aw, what happened? What happened to us?
Fucking, we're failing, that's what happened.
What did our listeners... Apparently we got back on iTunes, and that's just... That was it.
Is that when we got back on iTunes in
that
April?
That was the doom. No, no, I think it was like June.
They need to go write reviews of us on iTunes. And tell their friends to subscribe. Or I'm gonna cry.
Tell the world of us.
I think where you are.
If we had like more of a format thing, and like maybe we had a segment where it's just kind of like, how was your week? That was like limited to a certain amount of time, and then we did the other stuff. I don't know. I think that would help. I could be wrong.
I'll drop some plans.
All right, you do that.
This week is still gonna be freeform bullshit.
To spice this one up, I may or may not be masturbating while we record.
All right, let's get it started.
We don't want Andy to blow his load. Oh, it's okay, man. I can peek for hours.
Oh, he's a gooner.
All right, let's see.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Dankcast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house. So now we get together every week and do this tan cast. This week we talk about money for the poor, women in media, inspiring internet quotes, and we do a follow-up on the long-forgotten, never-ending story. And when you hear this sound... that means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast.
Come along. You belong. Feel the fears.
Alright, we're all going to raise money and get Noah some songs from iTunes so he has more than three songs he can sing at the beginning of Tancast, most of which he doesn't know the words to.
I'm going to start off with Beautiful Day by U2. It's gonna be a lovely day, lovely day, lovely day, lovely day, lovely day.
All right, at least it's a new song.
It is. I'll take it. I got so many songs, you don't even know.
I don't know that song, so he may or may not have just fucked up all the lyrics.
No, it's Bill Withers. I got it.
I'm just going to sing Lovely Day over where the verses are supposed to go. Love the day.
No, that's just how the song goes.
I know it's fucking how the song goes. I'm trying to make a fucking joke. I'm fucking on the T in Tancast, fuck.
I'm the A in Tancast. I'm in the No One Tancast.
Jesus Christ.
Noah, the N in Tancast?
There it is.
Whatever. I like
Tim,
to sing.
Andy, Noah, Tan. Figure it out.
I like to sing. I like to...
Holy shit! You seriously went for that song and knew the first three words? Wait, four. Five. Yeah, is a word. There we go.
Oh, Jesus.
I just remember that cartoon with that little... I think it was an owl. And, like, he would always start that song like, no.
I like to sing about the moon, Anna, June, and Springer.
Yes.
Yes.
Good job, Andy.
I remember you. That from a South Park episode.
That is true.
I think it was the one where the aliens that were there.
Yep.
It might have been the first South Park episode.
Yep. It's where Cartman gets an anal probe. There we go.
And is he the one who sings it?
Yes.
Okay. For some reason, I had it as a sheriff in my head.
I think they do it to him at one point.
Do.
Do.
Roscoe.
You.
Anus.
Shall we do some...
Man, I know the dude's name is Enos, but it always sounded like anus to me.
All right. Yes, we should do some tan laughs, which is what I was trying to say. Over Andy waxing rhapsodic about characters from Dukes of Fucking Hazzard.
Daisy Duke.
Look at that girl with the Daisy Duke song.
Tancast. Laugh. Tan laugh. Fuck it. Fuck.
I didn't even try the rest of it.
Fuck.
200 listeners and falling.
Hooray!
We'll be down to one.
Just gonna auger this baby in.
It's just me fucking me. I record it, I edit it, and I download it every week.
Hey, if you're one of those people that's not listening regularly, tell us why.
Why have you stopped listening?
I wonder if life got in the way. Like, you know, Jesse had a kid. You know, I can understand, like, why you would stop listening because of that.
But he's back.
He's back, but it took a little while. I'm wondering if, like, just life is getting in the way, or we're just not as funny anymore. I don't feel like we've changed. Maybe just got tired of it. You're like, I've had enough bacon for my life, or whatever, spam, whatever you call it. You're like, I don't want this anymore.
I was going to say, I think we aspire to baconhood. We're more like the fat that you try to trim off. No, you know what? Some people like that fat. We're sort of the grease that's left behind after you cook the bacon.
Hey, some people like us. It's not that many.
That's true.
I'm getting lesser by the day.
I'm sure there's a couple who are just like, grease, give me some of that. Drink it warm.
Oof, man, one time.
Let it congeal in the tummy.
Oh, dear God.
I was at camp, and I was had some potatoes, I think, or something, and I was put on what I thought was gravy. Not gravy, just a bunch of bacon grease.
Oh.
Not taste good.
Oh.
Really? It didn't?
No.
Oh.
Shocking.
I know.
I can feel it coating my throat.
It just grease
story.
Has this like jism.
Grease no, has this in taste. A very different way than jism.
Just this weird taste.
Yeah,
that's not good.
No, you know, I don't even know that it's so much the taste; it's just the consistency. Just that layer that it's just going to leave behind, like a snail going down your throat.
Like my dick going down your throat. Slonk.
No, Tim, again, that's different.
Slonk.
Plorp.
Florp, 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 florp.
All right, 10 laughs.
Yes.
Let's make it happen.
Doing it.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial 10 Laugh Segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
So I got an email from the patron saint of Ten Laughs saying patron saint is back. I think we all got the same email. I don't know why I'm acting like I'm special.
Yeah, you're special, Tim.
Tim, you're not special.
Don't listen to him.
All right. We have a yes, we have a no. We'll be back in a minute. In the meantime, here's a 10 laugh from Jonathan, where he just sent a link to one that was in a Facebook group called Adult Jokes 18 Plus.
Which for a second I was like, is he trying to hijack my Facebook?
I'm going to make Noah follow Nazis.
Sweet. An old man is walking down the street when he sees a beautiful brunette walk by with a truly gigantic set of knockers. He turns around and catches up to the woman and says to her, "I'll give you $100 to let me bite your boobs." "Get away from me, you perv," she shouts back and continues walking. The old man catches up to her again and says, "I'll give you $1,000 to bite your boobs." "I said no," she replies, and she walks away. The old man catches up with her again and says, "I'll give you $10,000 to bite your boobs." The lady thinks about it for a bit and decides that $10,000 is a lot of money, so she might as well do it. So she flips up her shirt and removes her bra. The old man begins touching and feeling and squishing the boobs in his hands. After a while, the lady says, "Well, are you going to bite them?" The old man says, "Nah, too expensive."
Oh, he's a little tricky old man.
It's like he was shopping for groceries.
You got to squeeze those melons.
I wonder if someone tried this. I wonder if that would be a funny show. Let me try these jokes in real life.
Like another reality show after we do our horror movie scenarios.
Yes. Like, what about $10,000? Okay. Are you gonna bite them?
Too expensive.
So walk away.
Okay.
What?
I'm sure you get sued after that joke.
Yeah, probably.
You just walk away singing. I'm gonna sing. I'm gonna do a
minute. Someone read a joke.
I'll read a joke.
It's from our Bob, our buddy Bob.
Oh, no, beat me to it. All right, I'll find another joke.
That's right. It has a black man in it, so I need to read it.
It does.
Are you going to ethnic up? What?
Are you going to ethnic up?
Nah, I'm good. Okay. I'm sick. A black man driving his Mercedes when he gets pulled over by a cop for speeding. The cop asks him for his license and registration and begins to question him about his car. "Where'd you get the money to buy such a nice Benz?" The man replies. The man replies, "I'm a specialty surgeon. I enlarge assholes." Skeptical, the officer asks more about the procedure. The man explains, "First, you work a finger in, and then two, and then three, until you get your whole hand in. And then you do the other, and slowly pull and work the rim until you can get a foot in for more leverage, then both, feet and pull and stretch until it's about 6 feet. The cop asks, what the hell do you do with a 6-foot asshole? And the man replies, give it a badge and a radar gun.
And then right after the punchline, he got thrown in prison and raped with a baton.
Yep, someone should try that one too.
Yeah. Just speed around while being black. Wait to get pulled over. See if they give you enough time to deliver a punchline.
See if they play along with your joke.
All right, I've got a joke here from Dean. A widowed Jewish lady, still in good shape, was sunbathing on a totally deserted beach in North Fort Myers. She looked up and noticed that a man her age, also in good shape, had walked up, placed his blanket in the sand near hers, and began reading a book. Smiling, she attempted to strike up a conversation with him. I love the beach. Do you come here often? She asked. First time since my wife passed away 2 years ago, he replied and turned back to his book. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. My husband passed away 3 years ago, and it is very lonely, she countered. Do you live around here? Yes, I live over in Cape Coral, he answered, and again he resumed reading. Trying to find a topic of common interest, she persisted. Do you like pussycats? With that, the man dropped his book, came over to her blanket, tore off her swimsuit, and gave her the most passionate lovemaking of her life. When the cloud of sand began to settle, she gasped and asked the man, how did you know that's what I wanted? He replied, how did you know my name was Cats?
Oh, classic.
Oh, silliness.
So silliness, silliness indeed.
See, someone else should try that one. She said, do I like pussy? So I just had sex with her. And she didn't say, do you want to fuck me? Well, all right. Good point.
Look, are you going to nitpick every little detail? Or are you going to listen to my story? So now it's time for our new segment, How Was Everyone's Week? How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good or was it bleak? We're gonna find out on TagCast's new segment, How Was Your Motherfucking Week, bitches?
Wow, that's quite a song.
I like that you got the word bleak in there.
I had to rhyme week.
You I did. Thought you were good.
Most expertly.
You know, I went for week the other week.
Oh.
That was, bleak was better.
I figured you would have gone over like words and words.
I don't know what you're talking about. I always sing the songs in the lyrics.
Oh, who was it that suggested that we make a segment? I think it was Chelsea. Chelsea, who said we made a t-shirt that goes Tan Cast back again, and the back of the shirt goes blah, 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 blah.
Oh. That'd be quite a thing.
Yo,
hang on, my son is fucking losing his shit. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Right. You guys go with the new segment. How's your week?
All right.
I am sick, Andy.
I've noticed. Were you out misbehaving?
No. I just got sick living life. New iPhone.
Living life, licking hobos. Well, something. Probably new iPhone. Hey, 2 days.
I mean, what else would it be?
It's a new iPhone.
I've been going back and forth. This is maybe why we only have 200 listeners. About if I want to switch to Android. And I'm on the fence. I'm investing in the infrastructure for iPhone. But, you know, being able to switch out different apps on the Android sounds good. Having a bigger screen sounds somewhat appealing.
Yeah, you know, I've used some of those, I've had the opportunity to kind of pick up and interact with some of those bigger Android phones. I can't imagine keeping those fucking things in my pockets and trying to, like, wrestle them out all the time, like when I'm trying to answer a call.
What about for the screen real estate? Do you think it was not worth it?
You know what? I think the iPhone 5 is probably right around the sweet spot for me. And I've got big hands. I mean, it's 9 inches from the tip of my pinky to the tip of my thumb.
Oh, yeah.
That is the only part of my body that you can measure exactly 9 inches. I got tiny little Dolly Parton feet, and we won't talk about other bits.
Dolly Parton feet?
Yes.
What? That is a random celebrity to go to for tiny feet.
Oh, she had a go-to joke about how she had a tiny waist and tiny feet because things don't grow in the shade.
Oh, I see what Dolly did there.
There you go.
She's got big-ass titties.
She does have some big-ass titties.
So, my week was good.
That's good.
I saw Elysium.
Excellent.
It was good. It wasn't as good as District 9. And some of the stuff didn't make sense. But, I mean, overall, it was an entertaining movie. And I liked it. I'm trying to think.
Did the movie end with a bang?
It kind of. Yeah, there was a fight scene, as you would expect. And then people won.
Excellent.
That's all I will say. I won't say who won.
People won.
People won.
Hooray.
So it wasn't a Pyrrhic victory? It wasn't like, hey, we won. Wait, I guess I'm the only one left alive. Well, shit.
No. I had a better ending than that, for okay. sure.
I'll celebrate with one party hat and one cup of punch.
Did the yes. alien from District 9 ever come back?
No, but the character, the guy who played that, no, so not the alien, but the guy who was morphing into the alien.
He's
in the movie, and he is, like, looks totally different. Not totally different. He's like a bigger guy. He was all scrawny and in the first
movie. But not
movie.
Prawny?
Oh,
good. That's a good joke.
You're ridiculous.
Yes, I am.
So, yeah, it was enjoyable. I wouldn't say you have to see it, but, you know, and it has a social message. You know what? You rich people, you can fix poor people's problems.
Probably. I don't know. Seems expensive.
Yeah, but not enough that, I mean, not to sound heartless, but I don't know if that's a long-term solution. Because then the poor people will get into those problems again, and then now no one has any money.
Well, but one could say the reason that they have so many problems is because they're poor, right? It's just like a self-fulfilling thing. Like, I'm poor, so therefore I can't do these things, and therefore I'm poor.
Right, yes. And there's
I mean, I'm not
a lot
saying
that,
money
then,
would totally fix all the problems, but I would think it would fix quite a few of them.
I'm talking about, like, you know, when people win the lottery and then they end up bankrupt in a little bit.
Right.
Because you're well, like, oh, yeah, I have all I this mean, money. I'm going to spend and spend and spend and spend and poor.
Well, this yeah, one well, wasn't just throwing money at the problem specifically, their solution to help the people. I mean, it obviously it didn't delve into everything it could have, you know, just kind of scratched the surface, because obviously, if you really think about it, it's like, well, what about this? And what about that?
Yeah. And Brazil has actually tried, well, hey, why don't we just throw some money at poor people and see what happens? And the last I had read about it was doing pretty well, where it was like no strings attached. It wasn't like, well, we're going to give you these vouchers and you can go redeem those vouchers for, you know, like government cheese or whatever. It was like, fuck it, you're poor. Here's $500. And yeah, people were doing things like buying shit they needed and like re-roofing their house and whatever.
Yes, that was actually a really good story. They did one on Planet Money about it. Yeah, it was like they wanted to see, like, you know, if we give poor people money, will they know do the right thing with it? I mean, yep. And the, you know, obviously the Planet Money didn't do, like, in-depth research. They just kind of asked people. But, you know, from what they're asking, it seemed like, you know, people were doing good things with their money. Mm-hmm. And it was like they had an interesting little story about one guy. So they'd ask people, you know, are you doing something good with the money? And, like, you know, of course everyone's saying yes. And then they asked them a different question, like, what about your neighbors? Are they doing good stuff for their money? And they were pointing out, like one guy, he's like, oh, one guy, he didn't even buy a new roof. Like, everyone else is buying these new tin roofs, and he didn't buy a roof. He has his old grass roof. So they tracked him down, and the reason he didn't buy a new roof is because he was widowed, or maybe he was divorced, and he met this girl, and he wanted to marry her, but he had to have a dowry. So it was like, instead of buying a new roof, I, you know, paid this dowry so we can get married.
So instead of putting a tin roof over his head, he put a wet pussy in his bed.
Terrible. Where'd Tim go?
Yeah, he's right here. Listen to this misogynist asshole.
He's not gonna partake in our bullshit.
You're not even gonna laugh?
No.
What's wrong, Tim?
Come on, man. Women.
Gotta respect them, or else they won't put out.
God damn it!
Oh, man. You're making me snot over here.
Oh, delicious.
Oh, man. Last week's Tancast? I haven't had the heart to go back and listen to myself blubber like a big fucking baby, but I got to the end and realized like just how much snot there was in my mustache after that thing.
Oh, man.
I was like, so sweet. Grief is messy. By the way,
like
to everyone...
a big sad walrus.
Just snot tusks hanging down.
Sorry, what were you going to say, by the way?
Oh, I was just going to say that I appreciate all the kind things that listeners have been posting. I had really gone into it just thinking, you know, I'd tell the story of losing my buddy and that'd be kind of it. And, you know, I'd kind of been preparing for the fact that we were going to lose him for a month or more at that point. Like, I kind of didn't think that all that grief was going to come pouring out while we were recording. And I was kind of trying to not, like, burden other people with that. But I still do appreciate the kind thoughts.
Whereas I have had quite enough of people telling me they're sick of the John Williams theme.
Wow. That could be why we only have 200 listeners, Tim. Just throwing it out there.
Oh, you know what? You're right. By about April, that's when we started using the theme.
Mystery solved.
Man, fuck you guys. It takes you long to find a fucking new link noise every week.
Well, you could just use a different link noise that's not the John Williams score.
No, well, what I used to do is I would use some sort of link noise that applied to the show in some way. Like, you know, if it was something we were talking about, like I'd use a sound from that. But that means when we're done recording and we save all the things, I have to unplug my microphone and then restart Audacity so that it doesn't look for the microphone that I have plugged in. And then I have to reset the settings so that it records off the stereo mix. And then I have to turn it off again because if I don't, it'll just crash. So then I turn it off and turn on again. Then I got to record the thing and then level the thing. And then sometimes it will crash fucking anyway. Then I got to fucking put that fucking link in the fucking intro fucking fuck. And then I can put that into the fucking show notes.
But
and
I wonder.
That's why I'm like, as it is, I just go like, oh, Superman theme, done. And I start editing.
I wonder if it's not so much the same noise, but it's just that noise.
No. It's the fact that it's the same. Well, from what I got from the comments, there was like, I liked it when it was something different and every week, and it was funny. I looked forward to it. It was something, you know, that had a little bit of charm to it. And I was like, fuck that. Tancast doesn't have charm. Tancast has a goddamn John Williams theme, and you can lick my dick. Enjoy the new intro, assholes.
Yep, we're gonna...
The link noise for this week is going to be, you can lick my dick.
No.
Any moment now, we're just going to start...
I am going to start making new link noises, but I did change the very beginning of the show. It's going to always be the John Williams intro.
Really?
Well, then they hear it once, they get it out of the way. If they're like me and with Kevin Smith podcast, they never hear it every week anyway.
How about we just not do the John Williams score and not piss off our listeners, and you're worried about us having 200 listeners? That's just throwing out
there. I mean, you go fuck yourself.
Tim, gotta be right.
It's because I am right.
He's always fucking right. Rubbed off.
All right, well, if we lose more listeners, I put it on you, my friend. I put it on you.
Fair enough.
How was your week, Tim?
Fine. Anything happen?
Was it fine? Because that's all I can find, sigh.
I was like, what happened in my week? I don't know. Did I do anything?
How do you like
well,
your...
I got a brief steaming pile of streaming.
Okay.
Stream. Well, I mean, obviously, I've been watching Doctor Who. If you're reading 30 Days and 30 Blogs Part 3, which is I'm blogging every day in September this month. Yeah, this is September this month, as opposed to September next month,
mm-hmm.
when it's October, when it'll be too late. I did a blog about a Doctor Who episode I watched, so you can, it's called Father's Day, you can read all about that on the blog. But I've been watching, I watched this already, but I keep rewatching it. Superman vs. the Elite, a DC animated movie based on the comic Whatever Happened to, or What's So Funny About Truth, Justice, and the American Way. That's a fucking good movie. It's a way to make Superman dark without making him... Spoiler alert.
No, God! No, God, please, no! 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 No!
Rip somebody's fucking neck off at the end of the movie.
Is that the one where he's fighting, but
it keeps the character.
Is that the one where he's fighting that group?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, I did see that one.
That's a good one.
I've seen them all.
I wish they would put more DCU animated movies on Netflix. I think I've pretty much seen them all.
Oh, they're coming. Well, I feel like they've released like a steady stream of different ones, especially ones with Superman. I feel like there's quite a few ones with Superman.
Well, I know there's at least a couple I haven't seen yet.
Because they don't have it on streaming.
Right. I ain't paying money for that shit. I'm in the middle of watching a documentary. Hang on, let me get the exact title of it. Oh, Misrepresented. Or Misrepresented? Where the fuck is it? Oh, you son of a bitch! I didn't close my phone out right, so now it's not saved as, you know, like, where I was watching it.
Oh, sadness.
I had done some graphic design work for the premiere of this movie. It's a documentary. I think Oprah was involved in the production of it. I mean, obviously, she was one of the interviewees, but basically it's about how women are represented in the media and how, not in, like, in the media, like, TV, movies, music, and then, like, also, like, politics, how they're demeaned in the media by politics. You know, like, just by the news. Like, you know, if a female politician says something, it's always run through a different prism than it is when a male politician says something.
Hmm.
It was very... I was only halfway through. It was very... Yeah, yeah. It's called Misrepresentation. Like, Miss, as in, like, Miss America.
Okay.
Interesting.
It was very interesting, and more than a little upsetting. I mean, at some points you're like, I think you're overreaching a little bit, but then again, I'm a guy, how would I know? But I'm like, I don't think women feel that way. I'm pretty confident I know women pretty well. I mean, you don't get rejected as often as I did if you don't know women pretty well.
I knew exactly the right buttons to push.
But I mean, you could say that about any topic, right? Like, just because, like, even if you're within that race, right? Like, or, you know, gender or whatever it may be, that group, you know, you don't necessarily know how everyone else feels about it. Like, you know, the whole Miley Cyrus thing.
I think I can speak for all bald white dudes when I say, shut your pie hole. Clean my shoes.
Have you guys heard of the Bechdel test?
Is that the one where in the movie, if there is a scene, whether or not there is a scene in the movie where there are two named female characters who talk to each other?
And not about some, men?
And not about men, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's amazing how many movies fail that test.
Yeah. Yeah. It's an interesting test. I've never heard it before until I started listening to this stuff. Mom never told you. You go, girls. ladies. Women. You know, I don't want to call you girls. Some people get offended when you call them girls.
Females.
I like it. So, yeah. Yeah, there are a lot of movies that do not pass the Bechdel test.
Do you know the Avengers doesn't pass the Bechdel test? There's two named female characters. I don't think they share more than a scene together. And when they do, they're not talking to each other.
That doesn't surprise me. I mean, honestly, it doesn't surprise me that... I mean, when you think about it, it's just like... It seems like... I mean, obviously, there's not all movies out there. But it seems like a lot of movies, like, they're... You know, Sex and the City doesn't pass the Bechdel test?
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
I think it might be the TV show they were talking about. But, yeah, because they are always talking about the men in their lives. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's fucking great. And also, this documentary... Well, granted, they're throwing mad statistics around this documentary that I was watching, the Misrepresented. And I don't fucking know... Like, I don't know where... granted, maybe at the end there's a huge bibliography, but nothing is sourced.
Like, well, you know,
10% of people are fucking dying of AIDS. How do you know? Well, who's asked?
82.7% of statistics are just made up on the spot.
Well, it's always like, I never understand death statistics, right? Because they'll always be like, it seems like things always shift around. Like, you know, more people are dying of AIDS than this. AIDS is the biggest killer. Like, wait, what is it? I don't know. Who's killing the most people? Like, I don't understand anymore.
It's a race.
Yep. Like, I always feel like that list...
It's like the Cold
list...
Wars, Noah. Everybody is trying to get ahead. Like, AIDS is like, oh, fuck, Pepsi's beating us.
You know, honestly, most of the time I don't trust statistics. And just because it's like, A, it's like, you know, the way you present it, you know, maybe it's a real statistic, but how you're presenting it, you know, kind of, you know, will mislead you. You know what I mean? Like, and I feel like the only way you can know is, like, to dig into all the data and really, like, see what's going on. And, like, I mean, I'm sure some people do that, but I'm not saying I totally mistrust people, but, you know, I take it with a grain of salt. What were you going to say? What were you saying, Andy?
I said, yeah, statisticians are supposed to do that.
Well, there are three kinds of lies. Lies, damn lies, and statistics.
Yeah.
That may or may not have been said by Mark Twain. I feel like a lot of things they just put Mark Twain's name at the end of, so you're like, oh, he's wise.
Oh, that Mark Twain.
Him or Oscar Wilde. It's like, oh, that was pithy. That must have been Wilde. That, I totally believe it.
Mark Twain, he's such a scallywag.
Like, the coldest summer I ever spent was winter in San Francisco, or so coldest winter I ever spent was summer in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that was ever said by Mark Twain.
Yeah, totally sounds like he would have said it, though, doesn't it?
Yep. I wonder if that pisses off the people who actually thought of those things to say. Or they were the ones who attributed it to somebody else, like, maybe now someone will think I'm fucking smart.
Mark Twain said it, it wasn't me. Oh, it was very clever. No, I said it. Shut up, you're stealing. But no. Kill myself now.
I read somewhere, like, a lot of the quotes that people attribute to different people are not said by the people who attribute it to.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I read, like, a long list of, like, different quotes, and, like, I never said that.
There was something posted to Reddit in the last week or two.
Oh, I heard about this on Hollywood Babylon, and I loved it. Let me find the link from Hollywood Babylon.
Oh, it's delicious.
I did not hear it.
It's a bunch of quotes that sound like really, really, like,
hang on, I'll
meaningful
find
and... You know, kind of like things you'd expect to see on, like, greeting cards. You know, things that are, like, uplifting or you know, this is how you should live your life. You should do this. And, yeah, that's great advice. And they put it over pictures of Taylor Swift, and apparently people fucking loved them,
like,
on Facebook.
Here's a quote. The only preventative measure one can take to live is irregularity. That's not that one. That's not as great as some of the other ones. Do not compare yourself to others. If you do so, you are insulting yourself.
That one. That one is great. And you know who actually said it? Hitler.
Yep. There were all these quasi-uplifting Hitler quotes put over pictures of Taylor Swift, and it completely fooled everyone. People just started reposting and reposting, and then finally it came out, these are all Hitler quotes.
Oh, that's great. Oh, my God.
And the guy could not have been more happy on Hollywood Babylon because he refers to her as Tadolf Swittler before this thing ever happened.
It's funny that... Like, I mean, yes, Hitler was a shitty guy, but it's funny that, you know...
Noah was a bold statement.
Preface that as if anyone... I mean, I guess...
Noah is taking a bold stand. Do you hear that?
Yeah,
Hitler was a shitty guy.
There is some other
Send
thing.
Send your letters. Now we're going to lose listeners, Noah. Now we're going to lose listeners.
Yeah.
Hitler was a shitty guy. Fuck you, Tancast. Hitler was my hero.
But it's like, it's funny that we just let it taint, like, he was totally a terrible person. Like, there's nothing good that could have come out of her. He could never have, like, you know, any type of insight or knowledge into the world. Like, so it's like the fact that, like, hey, that is a good quote, but now that Hitler said it, like, no, I don't like it anymore. It's like, it's still a good quote. Like, it's still a good life advice, even if it came from a shitty person.
Yeah, it'd be like hearing that Hitler loved bacon and suddenly being like, oh no, bacon's horrible. Bacon's responsible for the Holocaust. Well, now we know why Jews don't like bacon.
I was like, I saw a bacon Jew joke going coming in there on the distance.
I just stumbled into it. I got done with the bacon. I'm like, wait, Jewish people, this seems relevant. Quick, stick them together. See if it flies.
See if it blends.
Like a moth glued to a butterfly.
Wow, I did not hear that, man. That's funny. That is funny.
I wish I could find the actual Pinterest site.
Here's another thing I think
about.
I thought
it was pronounced Pinterest. Like pin and interest?
Yeah, I think it is Pinterest.
Okay. Oh, look at me! We're not a Luddite that doesn't know computers! Why don't you go churn some butter, Amish Tim? You fuck.
One thing I wonder...
Listen to your John Williams score! I will. Drop it in right here for no reason.
No! Don't do it! The people!
There you go, people. Tim doesn't give a fuck about you.
Tim's gonna drop it like it's hot. 30 years ago.
Fucking Zack Snyder already took it away from me in the movie. You're not taking it away from my life.
You can listen to it on your own. You don't need to bring it to Tankcast.
There, I just played it again. That was for Noah.
Jesus Christ.
Noah, stop talking. He's just going to do it again.
Anyhow. I wonder, do those quotes actually do anything for anybody? Like, people post them, and they like them, like, oh, that's such a good quote, makes me feel so good. But does anyone ever actually fucking change your life because of that quote? I doubt it.
I was thinking, you know how people will always post, either memes or little quotes that are, political in nature. Like, oh, here's a oversimplification of the issue that makes the other side look stupid. Does that ever change anyone's mind? Fuck, you're right. Obama is an idiot.
No, yep, I think it just serves to support whatever you think. If you're for it, you're like, yep, I'm for that. I'm gonna like this because yep, it already supports the view I have.
You're totally right, and the people who don't see it are clearly idiots. Because you just made it so simple.
Because there are those swing people. Do you think that affects them at all? Because I when they get to a week or two before the election, they're like, there's still some undecided. I'm like, how the fuck are you undecided?
People like to take the time, Tim.
But what are you deciding? What's left to decide?
Apathy.
So I'm wondering if that kind of thing affects them. Like, oh, that meme is funny. Oh, you know what? I will vote for Obama. Done.
I doubt it.
Thank you, cat with bad grammar. You've helped shape an election.
I don't know. I mean, I'd be very curious if they would do a study about that.
Dude, if anybody...
They probably have, and we're just terribly uninformed.
They probably have, but someone linked it underneath a quote of Adolf Hitler, so we didn't read it. We're like, Hitler, funny.
Oh, Hitler, he's such a funny guy.
He's a cut-up. He's a gas.
You know what even be better? If someone did, shitty quotes, put a picture of Hitler, and it was from someone you actually, people like.
Oh, that's a good one. Nothing for Hitler's a gas, by the way.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Right, there you go. Good job.
Oh, there was one. Fuck, I wish I could find it. There was one that was like, as a Christian, blah, 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 blah. And that was a Hitler quote.
Oh. That's good.
I wonder how she reacted to this, Tadoff Switler.
Probably killed a bunch of Jews. as she will do.
Oh, that wacky Tadolf. Sorry, I was messing with the microphone. Sorry, everybody.
I thought you were going for an audio effect.
No, I gestured and I knocked it back off my face and I was putting it back as I was dropping some wit.
Yeah.
Just to backtrack, it looks like, according to this Belden test movie list site, the Texan City did pass 3 of the 3 tests. So, I might have misheard. Maybe, I think they might have been talking about the TV show and... If you broke it down by episodes, a lot of episodes maybe didn't pass the Belden test.
I'd believe that.
Bechdel test. Sorry.
I'd believe that without actually checking any of the sources. You know why? Because it confirms my bias.
And that is what a lot of this stuff, we as humans will totally glom onto things that confirm, what you already believe.
It makes life easier. makes it easier to deal with things internal discord and trying to justify things that you actually know are probably wrong.
Oh wait, this thing says it's true.
Yeah. I know I shouldn't be racist against black people, but most gang members do have more melanin than I do. So that must mean that most black people are in gangs.
Like when you see a bad driver, 9 out of 10 times, you won't pay attention to who it is, but if it's Asian, you'd be like, fucking Asians.
I could be just my own bias. I do try to pay attention, but it could be my brain tricking me. It seems like either it's old people or Asians, but, I have not been, keeping statistics. So
maybe you just live in an area where there's a lot of old people and Asians.
Could be it, too.
Have you paid attention to the drivers that are driving well? Now, that said, I have noticed that people who cut you off in traffic are likely to either be driving a pickup truck or a BMW.
Oh, fucking I hate. I was talking about, I think I tweeted about this. I am such a road racist. I hate Lexuses.
What do they do?
They fucking just... A, they'll cut you off. B, they'll drive too slow. Or C, they will fucking speed like and just swerve all over the road like, I gotta get where I'm going. Rah!
How do they do?
I gotta get where I'm going. Rah!
You're right. Lexus is, it's BMWs and Lexuses. Okay. You know what? I do not see nearly as many Mercedes being dicks. I think maybe once you get up to the point where you're spending as much money as it takes to spend on a Mercedes, you're like, you know what? I no longer feel entitled. I feel like I got an investment to protect. I paid a lot for this car, so I own all of you peons. Move out of my way, pleb.
I'm upset at cyclists who don't obey the rules of the road when there's other people around.
Oh, you mean like the dude that just blew through a red light and killed somebody in San Francisco?
He didn't blow through the red light. He was, well, from what I read, he was just going too fast to stop in time.
Yes, so he blew through a red light.
Well, that's still blowing through the red light.
Well, no, he tried to stop. I mean, I always thought blowing through a red light was like, I'm actively trying to go through this red light without stopping.
Noah, let me tell you a little story about my life. There was one time when I was driving my shitty car Bubba on the mean streets of Stockton, Pacific mm-hmm. Avenue, by the mall. There was a dude wearing a one of those like sandwich board things, you know, front and back, and it had like weird like gibberish on the front. I had no idea what the fuck this guy was doing, but he was acting weird, and he like had like weird words on it. And I was trying to read the words as I was passing, and then I was like trying to read the words in my mirror as I was going, and then I realized I haven't looked at the road in about 5 seconds, and I looked up, and sure enough, the light was red, and I slammed on my brakes, but there was not enough time, and I flew through that light, and luckily, I hit the horn and hit the brakes, and people saw me, like, screeching and honking and whatever, and people stopped, and I flew right through an opening that they opened up for me, and continued on, a little bit of shit in my pants, but, you know, I was alive, everyone else was alive. I tried to stop. I was, like, those brakes were as far in as they would go, but I blew through that red light. Okay. That was on me.
That's a little story for you, Noah. Take that with you. Wrap it up. Put it in the fridge. It's good for weeks. You can have a little bit every day.
Yeah. Just nibble around the edges.
You can put it in a salad.
Oh, you know what, though? Before you put
it in the... You can rub it on your balls and dance.
Before you put it in the freezer, take the flowers off, Noah, because otherwise it's going to taste like the flowers.
So yes.
Speaking of rubbing it on your balls and flowers, I wish you two could smell me. I smell glorious. I smell clean. And you know why?
No.
Because we have hot water in my house again.
Great.
You don't take cold showers, Andy?
You couldn't because Dude. It was still filling up oh, the right, hot right. water
heater.
Oh, right, right.
It was filling. Yes. Yeah. I remember you told us this.
You got to listen to his stories sometimes because he's going to fucking reference them again.
Occasionally. Hey, like, remember that time with the purple
wait
thing
a minute,
on the road?
Speaking of remembering his stories, I forgot I wanted to talk about this week.
Okay.
Wow.
So I got hot water.
Fuck, because I know we're getting towards the end because I have to go to work soon. Fucking years ago. It's weird to say that on Tancast because I'm referring to another episode of Tancast. Andy referred to how his friend, and I'm going to tell the story way fucking quicker than he did. It was the episode called Never Ending Stories. It's also the very first clip on the prepisode. Andy had a friend who was about to get married to this chick, and then his best friend ended up fucking that friend, and then eventually getting married to that friend, and then another friend of that friend had a friend who was going to fuck the now wife of the ex-friend of the friend who originally had the fiancé.
Yeah, she had a history.
Who gives a shit about the history? That's the important part.
No, I'm just saying, she had a history of such behavior. That's it. Oh, I'm sorry. My extra sentence fucked things up for you.
You did. Stop it. Don't make me put more fucking John Williams in here. I will goddamn do it.
No, Tim. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Don't hit me, Tim. Don't hit me. Cinnamon. Cinnamon.
Tim, I'll be quiet. I'll be good.
Anyway, so the end of the story at the time was go to the ATM. The end of it was he was going to get paid $50 if he could fuck the dude's wife, $100 if he fucked her and got pics. And we said, well, does he get the pics? And Andy said, pics are in process. And we've never followed back up on the story. So where are we now? Did they ever get the pics?
So the last I heard, things were racing ahead, but the guy who she had been dating, who she cheated on, and then married the other dude. He called it off. Like, he told the guy, he's like, no, you know what? He's like, I don't want to be emotionally involved in that, even in terms of, like, awesome revenge stories or whatever. Like, just don't fucking do it. So, like, the whole plan got called off, never happened. Fast forward many, many years. I got a call from this guy a month or two ago.
You know, the guy who fucked her?
No. The buddy that she had originally been dating.
Got it.
I think I referred to him as I in the original story.
Yes.
So anyways, I got a call from him a couple months ago, just, you know, touching base, talking about our kids, whatever. We hadn't talked in a while. And then he goes, hey, weird thing happened. She called me, like, out of the blue. Like, I haven't talked to her in years. She tried a couple other times to, like, get in contact with me, and I just ducked her calls. But, like, finally, she tried to, like, add him as a Facebook friend or something like that, and he, like, denied it. Like, what the fuck is she thinking? I want to be Facebook friends. Like, I don't want to be real friends. I don't want to be Facebook friends. I don't want to be fucking anything. I want to be your complete and total goddamn stranger.
Not even MySpace friends at this point.
No. Not even, like, I can just stick you in a corner and ignore you friends like MySpace. Yeah, so she called him, and so when I say she's got a history of, like, telling the new boyfriend that the old boyfriend used to beat her or be, like, emotionally manipulative or whatever. So it was like always this series of sob stories, the new boyfriend hearing about how horrible and manipulative and whatever the old boyfriend was. So he had kind of realized that that his buddy was probably hearing all this shit about what a horrible guy he was, because he had heard the same story about the boyfriend previous to him. But anyways, yeah, fast forward several years to a couple of months ago. And he said that that a couple of months after she tried to friend him on Facebook, she just called him, like, out of the blue. And he was like, hey, what's up? And she's like, oh, just, you know, we haven't talked in a long, just want to see how you're doing and whatever. He's like, okay, yeah, what's up? Why are you calling me? What do you want? And she starts giving him this sob story about how her husband is, like, always going to strip clubs and never has time for her. And he's, like, emotionally distant and abusive. And she's either got two kids now, or she had one and she's got another one on the way or something like that. I think it's that she's actually got two kids now. But that she's leaving him and sob, 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 blah, blah, blah. And our buddy I listened to that whole sob story about how she's leaving him, and then she gets to what he knows is coming, the, I just haven't seen you in forever, and I just wanted to find out if you were doing okay, and, like, hey, do you want to get coffee or something sometime? And his response was, nope. She's like, oh, well, he's like, yeah, it's, you made your bed, whatever. Lie in it, or don't.
Fuck in it, or don't.
Lie in a different bed, I don't care. So he gets off that phone, he just kind of feels a little bit weird, and then he realizes, I should call my wife and let her know that I had this conversation, because I certainly don't want anybody else to, like, reach out to her and, oh yeah, I was talking to your husband the other day, and he was telling me how great he is, and we're totally having coffee. So, yeah, he reached out to her, and she was a little weirded out by that. She's like, should I, like, tell her to stay the fuck away? He's like, no, don't give her any attention. It's what she wants. So it took a couple of years and a couple of kids, but, as expected, the chicken tried to come back home to roost.
A couple of kids? She has kids?
She's got kids, yeah.
And she's, oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I mean, but this isn't important. We're never going to see these pics, is what you're telling me.
Yes, this is true.
All right. Once again, the story's way longer than it needs to be.
For all I know, the dude's port fucked her, but I know that at least the pics part was ixnayed by our buddy.
All right. Fuck, go back and listen to that story and find out how much unnecessary detail Andy adds to that fucking story. It's amazing.
I'm sorry.
There is so much backstory.
I'm a bad person. Like, what do you want?
Noah's like, you're what?
I said I'm a bad person.
Oh, fair enough.
And I feel bad.
Noah's like, I'm in a hurry because I'm hungry. I want to stop and get food. He's like, okay, let me tell you a half-hour-long story first. Only of which 5 minutes is the important part of the story.
You know what? I was trying to help Noah lose weight.
Well, congratulations. He's slimmed down much better than both of us.
And you know what? His cock looks all the bigger for it.
Bill's bigger, I'll tell you that. Ask
You're
your
welcome,
mom. Bill. Zing-a-ding-dong!
Noah's cock is so big, he fucked Annie and Tim's mom at the same time.
I skewered them? I spicked them?
Yep.
Like roast pigs.
Yes.
And he just called both our moms pigs.
Oh, man. No, I said they are like roast pigs.
Yeah, I didn't say because I know what both your parents look like, so I can imagine it.
I saw someone that looked like Andy's mom the other day. That is to say, she had a dick in her mouth. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh! No! That's my son's beloved Grammy you're talking about.
No, but I seriously did see somebody that looked like Andy's mom the other day. I was like, is that Andy's mom? No, probably not.
It's terrible. Oh. You know, they say that children never really know their parents, and I am happy to say I have no idea if my mom enjoys giving her husband blowjobs. And I never need to know.
I'll ask her next time she's around.
Hey, Mom, don't write in.
if Kevin Smith is around, he'll ask his mom about that shit.
Yeah, that dude's got issues.
If you like a dick in your mouth, let us know.
And that's it. We gotta wrap it up, because I gotta get this file saved so I can go to work, and so I can think of a link noise for this week.
All right.
You know what, Tim? You could do... like, maybe a compromise, and maybe use, like, a link noise for a few weeks, and then change it up.
Oh, I'm totally going to, like, after this, I'm totally going to go back to finding new link noises. But I just put a little, you know, John Williams thing at the very beginning.
Okay.
Also, because I was sick of I've been meaning to change the Jackson, the Immortal World Tour thing that's been going on at the beginning. Like, it seemed cool at first, and I'm like, this isn't that great. And then I just haven't had the time or energy to think of something new. You know, the tan cast does not represent the stand-up of Tim. I'm like, fuck, I'm done with that. So it's less annoying than that. So
you got that going for you.
Yeah.
Hey, listeners, do you like hearing how the sausage gets made? Sit back, pull up a scotch.
And eat a dick.
All 175 of you that are left.
Yeah. Oh, 174. 3, 2, 171.
Did some of you have to pay more taxes than you thought you would? Now you're working a second job. You can't listen to Tancast. Is that what happened?
God damn it, Obama.
There we go. There's a good link noise, right?
Oh, no.
What is that?
It's an app called Mad Decent.
You know what? Never trust Andy to tell a short story.
This week, you're doing it like Hitler.
And this week, I always be in the butt monkey.
Aw, poor Andy.
Tancast. Thanks for listening to this waste of the internet known as the Tancast Podcast. We're now back on iTunes, so you can go and subscribe to us and leave us a comment. You can go to Tancast.com for links to our store, Facebook, and Twitter. You can also email us at yourmom@tancast.com. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid for making the official Tancast theme. Alright, I think we've wasted enough of your time this week. Come back to Tancast soon, and next time, bring a friend.
Tancast. You're not a bad person, Andy.
Yeah. If someone puts your quotes on Taylor Swift, well, they'll never see Taylor Swift, because it'll be a wall of text.
Is that Taylor Swift behind that queue? Wait a minute.
Oh my gosh, that would be so funny. Because you know how Andy doesn't use his face on Tancast? If we put Andy quotes over a picture of somebody, but you couldn't see them because it was a wall of text.
Oh, don't actually use my picture, because, you know, they got those computers now that you always see on CSI where they can just enhance.
Enhance. Wait, can you take out all the letters? Yeah. Perfectly fine picture. Oh, that's it. That's him.
Good thing the picture was always there behind those letters. Because that's how JPEGs work.
All right. Bye.
Layers. Like an onion. Tell your parents. It's a big thing.
not with a bang, but with a whimper.
All right, stop.